What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Ray, we are less than 2 hours away from kickoff in Charlotte. What's the number one thing you're watching tonight?
Probably how much the starters on defense play. I was a little bit surprised that Mike said he was going to play guys like Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and some of those others. So, I think... You know, it used to be when Ben was the quarterback, or really any starting quarterback, you know, Tomlin would be happy if they let a field goal drive or a touchdown drive, then they would get him out of there. I think the same for the defense. You know, if they go out and play well, you know, maybe a 3-and-out or a 6-and-out, I think those guys will be done, and, you know, Mike will see enough to, ship those guys to the regular season, so to speak.
Ray, who on that defense is playing for a roster spot, if anybody?
Well, I mean, there's a couple guys. I mean, Corey Trice isn't going to play tonight. He's a candidate for IR, but he's also a candidate for the cut line because, you know, do you put a guy on IR 3 consecutive years? And that's what he would be headed for. I mean, in terms of guys who are playing tonight, Beanie Bishop, I think, although Beanie might benefit from Trice's injury if he does go to IR. But I think you guys heard Terrell Austin say the other day that, you know, Brandon Echols is pretty much their top backup at outside corner, and he's the top backup in the slot as well. So I don't really know how Beanie Bishop fits in. And then if you want to talk about linebackers/defensive ends,
Leal's done, right? I mean, he's a dead duck at this point.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, he's been back and forth from the D line to outside linebacker. He's like the number 5 outside linebacker, but I mean, up at La Trobe, he was barely noticeable. So unless they keep 5 outside linebackers just because he's a 3rd-round pick, I think he's gone. I mean, Sawyer's going to play special teams. He's on the team. And I cannot remember the last time they kept 5 outside linebackers. It's been a while.
Ray, when you look at a guy like Leal, who they draft in the 84th overall pick in 2022, and you look at how it has gone for him so far as a professional football player, like, how much of the, I guess, blame, for lack of a better word, do you put on him versus on the team for not being able to figure out definitively what they wanted to do with him?
Yeah, I mean, I remember a time where, you know, Steelers were great at drafting those tweeners. You know, those guys in college who would play defensive end, but you could project them as athletes, and they would come here and be great 3-4 outside linebackers. You know, the Joey Porters and the Jason Gildens. And, you know, with Leal, you know, he's been heavy. Then he shedded weight. I don't want to say he's heavy again, but he definitely put on weight since last season. So I don't know whose fault it is, but they've never really been able to find a home for him, and he's never really been able to carve out a niche for himself. So it's a shame. You know, third-round picks should be starters or major contributors, and he's definitely not going to be that. Like I said, it's kind of rare, too, when a third-round pick doesn't get to the end of his rookie contract, but it's not looking good for DeMarvin.
Ray, how do you think they feel about Sawyer's play in the preseason? He made that nice play on Trevor Lawrence in the first game. He's played an absolute ton, but I never see him touch the quarterback other than that one play.
Yeah, he seems to get stuck on blocks as a pass rusher. I think, you know, the book on him coming out, and I think it's true, I think he's going to be really good against the run. So if they ever need him in that type of a situation, I think, you know, he could hold his own. As a pass rusher, he flashed a little bit at Latrobe, but you watch him in these preseason games. Other than that play against Lawrence, he just seems to get stuck on blocks, can't get off blocks. And when he does, there was that one play last week where he put a good rush on, but he just couldn't finish the play. So, you know, a little bit underwhelming as a pass rusher, but then again, guys, coming out of Ohio State, he really, really wasn't known for that. I guess that's why he fell to the fourth round.
I mean, they are looking at him, though, as very much a longer range, i.e. next year is the year they expect to see more out of him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you look and, you know, TJ obviously came in. He was going to be a full-time starter. Alex Highsmith, too. Then, like with Herbig, he's like a great situational pass rusher. He does okay against the run, but that guy is a great pass rusher. Now with Sawyer, you know, it's kind of the opposite. So I don't know if either of those guys are ever going to be full-time starters. I mean, they might be. They're going to have an interesting decision to make with Herbig after the season. Do you sign him to an extension, or do you just let him go in free agency? Because Highsmith is signed through 27. Watt is obviously signed through 27 as well. So, depending on how Highsmith plays this year, if he can stay healthy, that's going to be a tough decision for the Steelers. But there's no doubt in my mind Herbig can go start in a lot of places in this league, and I don't know that he's ever going to get the opportunity with the Steelers.
Ray, let's flip to offense. Will Howard's not going to play. Aaron Rodgers aren't going to play. That means there should be snaps for Mason Rudolph and a lot for Skylar Thompson if Mike Tomlin is inclined. You've implied a little bit that you think Skylar Thompson could end up on this team as the third quarterback over Will Howard. Explain that one.
Well, just Mike Tomlin has a history of putting rookies on IR when they don't play in the preseason. Did it with Calvin Austin, did it with Roman Wilson, did it with Logan Lee last year. It's just something that he does. And, you know, I think he wants to have that evaluation of these guys in games, and he's not going to get a chance to do that with Will Howard. The only difference with Will Howard is he's a quarterback. And I know I brought this up in the story I wrote, you know, number three quarterbacks don't usually play, but it happened a couple of years ago with Duck Hodges. So, number three quarterback, you figure he comes back, he's healthy week one. You could probably get away with it, but I'm just thinking the way Mike Tomlin has operated in the past, I think Will Howard is going to go to IR for at least the first month of the season.
Ray, is there anything that anyone on that offensive line can show that's going to at all change opinions that have already been formed about how they've come together this preseason and training camp versus what they ended last year with, which is obviously a couple new guys at new positions, etc.
Yeah.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, I think Arthur's done a really good job of putting those guys in good situations, and as a result, the pass pro has been really good for the first team guys through the first two games. They really haven't tried to run the ball, and the reason for that is it's hard when you have Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith, who are big parts of that run game. When they're not in there, it's a little bit hard to simulate that with guys like Connor Hayward, who is more of an H-back. So I get why Arthur hasn't done that, but listen, the run game hasn't been impressive in practices or in games. They're going to play this tight defensive style. You better be able to run the football in the second half if you have a lead. And right now, as we sit here on, August 21st, I don't know that we know they can do that.
Well, how much does all of this reflect on the line versus Caleb Johnson? Like, is that making it tougher for you to formulate an opinion on how Johnson has progressed so far since being drafted?
Yeah. I mean, he was much better against the Bucs. I mean, he looked much more comfortable, and I think I've told you guys, he's going to be fine as a runner. Like, the issue with him is just picking your spots with him, and don't put him out there in situations where he has to protect the quarterback. And when he's not comfortable doing that type of stuff, he's not going to be effective. And listen, you got Jaylen Warren, who's great at that. You got Kenneth Gainwell, who's great at that. You don't have to put him in those situations. So, he's going to be a guy who comes in and spells Warren, gets a couple touches a game. But early in the season, guys, I don't really see him getting more than 8 or 10 snaps a game.
Ray, what's the scuttlebutt at wide receiver? Gabe Davis came, as Richie Walsh told us, he left. And now you've got still questions about that. We'll probably see more Roman Wilson tonight. I don't know what Calvin Austin's status is. Tomlin didn't mention him as an injury, so if he's healthy, I would assume he plays. Where do you think that is as we head into the game tonight?
I would be shocked if Austin plays tonight. He hasn't taken any reps in any team periods for 3 weeks. They're not going to put him out there. Roman Wilson, I don't know if he changes their mind about acquiring another number two, but he's been really good. To me, it's DK, it's Roman, it's Calvin Austin, and then it's probably going to be Skowronek and Scotty Miller as your five. Now, if you maybe only go with 8 offensive linemen, and they've kept 9 the last couple of years, but if they only go with 8 offensive linemen, maybe you keep a Brandon Johnson or a Robert Woods, but I think Robert Woods, he just hasn't performed as well as these other guys. I know he's a name, and I know he's a veteran, but I just don't see him on this football team if you're actually grading him on what he did in the practices and in the games.
All right, Ray. Well, enjoy the game tonight. I know you'll be watching very closely. Do you grade preseason games, or do you reserve that for week one?
For week one, I do sort of like a stock up, stock down sort of thing. So that's my preseason version of the grades.
Would you say that the best kind of preseason game is the one that proceeds in an orderly 3-hour manner?
Yeah, one where all the good stuff happens before halftime, and I can just sort of put it on autopilot in the second half.
All right, Ray. We'll talk next week. See ya.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.